Good morning. We're continuing with Chayozim Klayus Ches, and we're learning Simon Beis. Titnu Chazal Loimer Gimel Pamim Tihila L'Dabe B'Chaya. Chazal said we say Tihila L'Dabe three times every day, twice by Shacharis, once during Pesukah Zimra, once afterwards, and once before Mincha. This is very chashuv a mitzvah. The Morse says mitzvah zumachras. Shem Hoya Shokol of a person in Shemayim was half and half. The fact that he did this mitzvah of saying Tilda B'Chayim. Nechshav Kerubayis Chuyayis Makrash Yeh Benalam Haba. So the Morah says that a person who says Tilda B'Chayim is moved up to be Benalam Haba. So the Chayyim explains that means that even if he's in a situation where he would not necessarily get it because he's Shabbat B'Shabbat, his mitzvahs and his averas and shemayim are equal, this will decide in his favor. It sounds like if he's roiv avoidness, if his majority is averas, then Tehillah David can't save him. But if it's half and half, Tehillah David will save him. That's how he understands that Gemara. Therefore, the person has to have kavana in Tehillah David. Now, this is the language of the Tur, not the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to be mechaven in the pasuk of Pesach Yisudecho, which the Chayyim will talk about later on. He does not mention having special kavanah in the Tehillah David, in all of Ashrei, more than any other kapitel that we say in the Pesukah de Zimra. But the Torah actually does. The Torah actually says that because Chazal said you have to say Tehillah David three times each day, because a person who says it three times each day is guaranteed to be ben alam habo, there a person has to have kavana when he says Tehillah David. So obviously everything you say you have to have kavana, but there's a greater push for kavana in all of Ashrei more than the rest of Pesukah de Zimra. Again, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention this, and some of the Mefarshim actually are Temeya. Why did the Shulchan Aruch change from the language of the Tur, where the Tur sees this as being halacha in the whole capital, and the Shulchan Aruch only sees it as being halacha in the pasuk of Pesach Yisudecho? The Morah says the reason why this capital was chosen is because of that pasuk, but the Chazal did say once it's been chosen, this is this is important throughout the whole capital. Now the Chayyim continues and discusses the issue of having Kabbalistic Kabbalah. When he says the Chiyuv is to have Kabbalah, it means the simple understanding, as opposed to Kabbalistic Kabbalah, that is, he's not advocating for that. The reason being that because we are Maluch L'Chvechet, and when we have Kabbalistic Kabbalahs, they could go astray. So it's better not to get involved in these type of things when you do not know what you're doing, and our Madrega is not the Madrega that it's supposed to be. And he brings that the Marshal was very strong about this point, and the Rashi Mekinarin also, even though he was, even after he learned Sisrei Kabbalah, he misspelled Katinuk Ben Yarmah, he just davened simple understanding, etc. Okay, so we're going to skip all of that. So if you continue down in the paragraph to about five lines from the end, Zavachaponim, Sarach Lechaben, Vipasik Pesach Yisudecha. If a person is not Mechaben in all of Ashrei, at least in the Pasik of Pesach Yisudecha, a person has to have Kavanah. Vimlekim and Boy, if a person did not have Kavanah in the Pasik of Pesach Yisudecha, Sarach Lachzer, Belo Omer Bekavanah. He has to go back and say the Pasik of Pesach Yisudecha, almost Bilcho Karatzom, with Kavanah. Venerally, Shemchir Blum Miposik Pesach Yisudecho, Tzai from Izmer Keseder. So it's not enough just to go back and say that one Posik. Once he's going back, he has to start from Pesach Yisudecho and then continue the Posik at Tzadik and the Karov and all the Psukim all the way to the end of the capital. So he has to say all of those Psukim. Vimoniskar Achikar Omer Mizmer Mecherim. So now, if a person said Ashrei, he finished the capital, he realizes he wasn't Mechaven Pesach Yisudecho, so he goes back to Pesach Yisudecho, and he says from there to the end. Let's say he already said other Kapitlach, so what is he doing? That he's already holding further on in Pesach Yisudecho, and he realizes he wasn't Mechaven in Pesach Yisudecho. So what does he do in that situation? Vein Lo Shos Lasu, he can't go back. If he could go back, he should say from Pesach Hashadecho to the end of the capital in Pesukah Zimra, later on in Pesukah Zimra. If that's not an option, because it's too late, he can't go back anymore, it's too late to go back, he should do it after davening. Okay? In the parentheses, he gets involved in this issue that you have to say Al Seder, which means that it has to be from Pesach Hashadecho to the end of the capital. That's machlokes, and he's makriya that you have to say it kaseder, which means that pesach shadecho to the end of the paragraph has to be said when a person's going back and having kavana. Now we say just one last point: when you say kavana, we mean that you should understand the words. It's not just translation of the words. It means that the words, he should have a real feeling in the words. That the words should be true to him. That he really believes and understands and he feels that the Bershom is Pesach Yishodecha. The Bershom, you are Pesach, your hand, and you take care of the needs of all individuals that are in the world. A person just mechanically, without any type of feeling, emotion, or belief, says the words and knows what they mean. I'm not sure that that person would fulfill this tikkun of Chazal to say Pesach Yishodecho must be l'chayv. Have a good day.